Too bright in here. It's time to draw the shade on that cheerful summer sunshine. It is time for another season of Crime in the City. Each year we profile crime novelists and the places that inspire their dark tales. The theme for today's installment, you are not safe anywhere, not even in a small West Virginia town. Writer Julia Keller offers two reasons, prescription drug abuse and heroin. She's just finished her third novel about a West Virginia community and a prosecutor who started her own war on drugs. Here's NPR's Noah Adams.
When Julia Keller talks, you can notice a touch of West Virginia. It's her home state. Her accent may be faded some during her newspaper career in Chicago. So when she started thinking about writing crime novels, she was happy to hear the Appalachian voices coming out of memory.
I was probably the most surprised person of all when I chose to set my fiction in West Virginia. Hadn't lived here in a long time, didn't really know that it moved in my blood, if it did.
Turns out it did. And Julia Keller, the writer, learned it helps when you're imagining something awful, go where it could happen. She had a river she wanted to show me. Rivers, she says, can be mysterious, dark metaphors. One of her books is about the killing of a young girl, and Keller already knew what the riverbank crime scene might look like.
I have to thank my journalism career for that. I was, as a general assignment reporter, once called out to a story. They'd found a car in a river, shallow river, much like this, and the photographer and I went out, and we all kind of waited breathlessly as they were hoisting up the car. Looks like this great rusty behemoth. Instantly, all this red water began rushing out of it, this red substance, and we're all thinking, oh my God, it's blood, and of course it was rust. And then they gave the all clear. There wasn't anything in it. It was just an abandoned car.
To talk with Julia Keller, we've come to a community in West Virginia that is close to where she grew up.
Sign says, welcome to historic Guyandot, established 1810. A few potholes begin to appear in the road, a few more potholes.
Let's say you want to be a crime fiction writer. You start with the main character. Julia Keller invented Belle Elkins. She's a lawyer and absolutely idealistic. And then you need a location. Keller decided to create a fictional town. Guyandot, where we are on this day, was often an inspiration. But the small town called Acker's Gap in the novels really came to life just in her mind.
I don't have to make up anymore what's there. I know what's there. I know what the streets look like. I know what the people look like. I know what the courthouse looks like. It is, in some ways, more real than the world that I see. Acker's Gap was a shabby afterthought of a town, tucked in the notch between two peaks of the Appalachian Mountains, like the last letter stuck in a mail slot after the post office has closed down for keeps.
That's how she described it in her first book, a disintegrating town, a polluted river, coal mines abandoned. Keller wanted to focus on drug issues in a place with no escape. In her very first scene that she wrote, three old men are in a cafe drinking coffee on a Saturday morning laughing, and someone walks in and kills them. As Keller puts it, pock, 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 one shot per head. Belle Elkins is the prosecuting attorney who will go after the killer. Elkins was born in this town. She'd moved back with her daughter. She could have stayed in a big-money career in Washington, D.C.
She could have. She has a law degree from a top-flight university, Georgetown. I mean, her marriage is over, but she certainly had a social life there, a support network, professional and personal. So why does she do this thing?
Elkins returned to West Virginia determined and fierce. Makes mistakes but solves cases. Keeps a 12-gauge shotgun underneath her bed.
And I love that about her. One of the things I wanted to do with having a female protagonist is to allow her to have her anger. If we let women have a little more of their anger and to speak their minds, we'd have a very different kind of world.
Tell me about this cemetery.
This is Ridgelawn Cemetery, and it's where everybody I'm related to, who's not here anymore, is buried. This is my father's grave here. He died quite young. He was 52.
James Keller had been a math professor. His father worked in a factory, and the Keller men before that were coal miners. So Julia takes special notice of that life. Back when she was a reporter for the Chicago Tribune, they sent her deep into West Virginia.
And I had long conversations with the wife of a coal miner there, and she had created a whole section under the kitchen table for her husband with pillows and blankets and reading matter and everything he needed to live because he was only comfortable crouching over.
What Julia Keller heard that day years ago about what could happen to a man who worked bent over underground, became one of her plot lines. A retired miner who can't straighten up and has dementia, lives with his young daughter, needs to live in the dark basement. She's put rocks down there and piles of dirt. As the book continues, he is suspected of attacking people in the woods.
Coming up immediately on our right is a gas station that I always think of. In fact, I put in book three, Summer of the Dead.
She's been intrigued by the convenience store gas stations in the West Virginia small towns. Open late, young people on staff. For a crime fiction writer, a place like that is where the stories are just waiting. We stop at the Guyandot station and meet Michelle Day.
What kind of shift do you work?
I work the evening shift. 3 to 11, 2 to 10.
Yeah.
I love working here at this station. I get to meet, you know, I see the same people every day. It's nice.
And Lynn Daniels is the store manager. He says the front door has an electronic lock. The switch is behind the counter.
And that's usually what we do in the evenings. We keep the door locked until we see somebody coming up to the door and, you know, we recognize them or, you know, can tell that they don't have a mask on or anything like that or a gun in their hand, you know. So then we open the door for them.
Julia Keller won a Pulitzer Prize for a newspaper series. She has a Ph.D. in English literature, teaches at Ohio University. And she does love writing about murders, drugs, and kidnapping. Sometimes, she says, people have the idea that crime fiction is a lesser genre.
I cannot tell you how deeply I reject that. Every piece of literary fiction I read these days, I think of as crime fiction, because it is. Hamlet is crime fiction. To Kill a Mockingbird is crime fiction. Heaven knows, Oedipus is crime fiction.
The next book in Julia Keller's series about the prosecuting attorney Belle Elkins is Summer of the Dead. It comes out in late August. Noah Adams, NPR News.